Once again, good morning. I'm running a little late again. It ain't my fault, though. I ain't gonna say who fault it is. But anyway, it was a commercial on with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg. I don't really care for none of them, right? And Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg.
And Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
A commercial.
Okay. Right? But now, listen, hear this. Please hear this, right? They came on the commercial. It was a hate commercial. They were looking at one another and said, "I hate you because how you look. I hate you because how you look. I hate you, because where you from. I hate you, because where you, back and forth, right?" But at the end, he said, "I hate having this conversation." He said, "I hate that we had to have this conversation on hate." Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it hit me upside my head, right? Why you don't like Tom Brady? Because the man is good. Why you don't like Snoop Dogg? Because of whatever, right? It hit me. I said, I can't. It gave me the example of who I shouldn't be. Are you with me? It was powerful for me. Did you see it?
Absolutely.
You seen it?
Absolutely.
Anybody else there? Y'all ain't got no TV.
We don't watch commercials.
Okay.
They're not in the game.
Okay.
They talk about hate all the time, so we don't watch them.
But that was powerful, Back and forth, why I hate you and why you hate me. And then afterward, they said, I hate having this conversation, about that. Why we even got to have a conversation like that? But anyway, I just want to bring that to you. Did you see it? And some of you did, some of you didn't. I understand. Let's turn to Deuteronomy, 28th chapter. Beginning of verse 1. We'll do a little reading this morning. We say that the Old Testament is for our learning, the New Testament is for our salvation. That's what we say. But I'm going to tell you some things in the Old Testament, right? It's talking to us right now. It's saying some things to us right now, today, because it's a lot of stuff going on, that it just don't make sense. It's a lot like a lot of hate. We got the kids, right? They demonstrating at the colleges, right, that praising Hamas. But the police ain't supposed to do nothing about that. How could you praise somebody for doing something like that? What they did, that's just wrong. Cold. Killing babies, women, men, just killing people. That's wrong. You don't praise nothing like that, right? But we got a lot to attend to as Christians. We got work to do. And we got to get prepared to get, to do this work. Because if we don't get prepared, we're going to have to what? Answer for it. Are you with me? We could say it ain't here right now. Now, we're not, going through what they are going through now, right? But if we keep it up, guess what? According to the Bible, if we don't come back to God like we're supposed to, God is going to allow these things to happen to us too. Are you with me? people, I mean, one country just bombing up another country. Not no war, but they just bombing up villages and hotels and apartments and even schools and hospitals. You know, just bombing the places up and don't care if nobody's there. We got people who put people, you know, young kids in the line of fire. You know, all of this, right? But we say it's what? Over there. Mm-hmm. You know, it ain't here. But it's here too. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right? It's here right now, but it's in small, you know, we can't hardly see it, but it's here and it's growing. Yeah. So we have to kind of like stop it from growing by being what God would have us to be. Jerry, would you read the first five verses of chapter 28, Deuteronomy 28?
Okay. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of God, mm-hmm. obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall ye be in the city, and blessed shall ye be in the country. Blessed shall ye be in the fruit of your vines, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offsprings of your flock. Blessed shall be the basket and your kneading bowl.
Okay. This is Old Testament. It's speaking about Israel, right? The Jews, right? But we can relate that to us today. Remember we said the United States is a Christian nation. We were made under the Constitution of of God. In God we trust. It's about Christ. We are a Christian nation. I believe we are the Christian nation, right? Yeah. Of all. Right.
I was going to say, I come from Germany. Mm-hmm. And what impressed me so much about America was that they were a Christian nation, mm-hmm. that they believed in God. They taught it. Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff that was going on in Europe as far as what I call abominations, mm-hmm. that was being done over there or being allowed to be done over there was not happening here. Now, when I look at America, it has changed.
It's going that way.
It has changed so much, and they have allowed so much garbage to come into this country.
Yes, sir.
And when I'm saying this, I'm not talking about the people. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about what people are doing.
Yes, that's fair.
That it's not the same as what I saw when I first came here. Mm-hmm. And I think if we keep putting God on the back burner, mm-hmm. and let him move further and further away from the country, he's not continuing to bless us.
Exactly. And that's what we're doing. And that's what we have to stop. Are you with me? We have to stop. I mean, we're just a group of people here, right? But we could make a great impact. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? Still. Because when we look at the Bible, it was... the guy, he didn't have but a little bit of a men, but he still won the battle. Who was it? Who was it?
Who?
Gideon. You know? So we as Christians, but we have to be Christians. We can't go out on that field or go out there and not be Christians. Just like we can't get on our knees and pray unless we are Christians. Because I put it like this, God don't take wooden nickels. You can't fool God. We can get on our knees and pray to God, but not God sees this, right? If this ain't right, God is, he said, you ain't fooling me. You're not fooling me. It's just like, you remember back in the days now, right? When you would tell a woman, you know, your girlfriend, you would say, girl, I'll swim the seven seas for you. Are you with me? And they eat that up. Are you with me? Thinking that man ain't going to do that. The man can't even swim. Are you with me? What they would eat that up, are you with me? Because that you know, it's just something that came out that man's mouth that made them flutter. You know, how could he, you know, look at what he said to me. And you go around bragging about, he said he'll swim the seven seas for me. Are you with me? I mean, he really cares about me. You know, mm-hmm. Are you with me? But in reality, the man, he don't really mean that. He's looking for something. Mm-hmm. Amen. Right? He don't really mean that. But when you go to God like that, you can't fool God. Mm-hmm. You can't fool God with a bunch of mess. You know, so we have to be right. We have to be straight to be able to pray to God. So these things, we could start helping these things. Even if we don't touch them, we could pray. Our prayer is helpful. You know, our prayer needs to be heard. Are you with me? And if God don't hear our prayer, who's he going to hear? Mm-hmm. You see, whose prayer is he going to hear? But it says that he said, if you hearken to my words, he said, I would bless you, a nation. I would bless you. Are you with me? He said, hearken, listen, obey. That's all we got to do. Hearken, listen, obey. His command. All right, sister, would you please read the next five verses? I'm sorry. I got to get your name. Please forgive me.
Verse six through ten.
Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before you.
Mm-hmm.
They shall come out against you one way, mm-hmm. and flee before you seven ways.
And that's okay.
The Lord you command the blessing on you, in your barns, and in all that you undertake. And he will bless you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a people holy to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. And all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you.
Amen. You see what it's saying? It said, we shall be the blessed shall be our baskets. We will have much. Blessed when we come and blessed when we go. He said, the Lord, our enemies will be smitten before our faces. This is what God said. He said that he would do for us if we what? Obey, listen. If we just listen to him. But you know, what America is doing, America is not listening. America is like we're listening to the pockets. Are you with me? But actually, he's speaking to the Christians. And we're seeing what our America is. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
You know. So since we see our American, like the sister said, is going backwards, mm-hmm. right? We have to step up and pray. We have to step up and tell somebody something. We have to step up and go ye therefore. Are you with me? And tell somebody the truth. But we got to be on praying ground. We have to be on praying ground. Just like when we look at the book, Noah was on praying ground because God heard him. Are you with me? And out of the whole world, just him and his family were saved. You see, because somebody prayed. Because this world, if it wasn't for Noah, this world probably wouldn't be here for us now. Are you with me? But the Bible said because he was a man of God, and God heard him. So that's a good thing. So God got to hear us, his people, praying. So we have to be on praying ground. We have to be good folks.
I was going to say, I agree with you. We have to be on praying ground.
Yes, ma'am.
But we also have to be different people when we're out in the world.
Yes, ma'am.
Because we need to show the world that there's a better way of mm-hmm. living. There mm-hmm. is a better way of doing things mm-hmm. than what the world is doing.
Mm-hmm.
If we are not different when we go out in the world,
mm-hmm.
whatever we say is just blown against the wind.
Yes, ma'am.
How can we convince the people if we're not going to be different?
Exactly. How? And it's clear that it's about show and what? Tell. Are you with me? You know, if I show you my works, right? My works tell it as I show it. It's just like if I say that I'm a Christian, I got to show that I'm a Christian, right? Tell me what. Let me see. Sure. I don't know how to go. Whatever, how to go. But anyway.
I know what it is. I was just thinking about what you said last time you were here.
Okay.
Nobody cares about what you say. It's that they care about how you care.
Do it. Say it.
I got my head open. Of course, sister, thank you.
Kathy.
And forgive me for not Tom.
Chuck.
Tom.
Chuck.
Chuck. That's what I said.
That's Tom over there.
I know Tom. I know him. Oh, okay.
That's right, but we can.
I'm gonna get it. I'm a little slow in some things. I ain't fast, and you know some things I'm a little slow in. And some I used to be at this congregation, and some of the people who were here, I still don't know their name. Forgive me.
That's okay.
Please. But anyway. It's about showing and telling, just like in marriage. If I tell my wife I love you, girl, I love you, but never show her, something ain't right. You know, and she ain't gonna put, you know. I love you, but if I never show her. Then something is wrong.
Right.
And if I show her I love her and never tell her, it's like here this box of candy, you know, go ahead on. For Valentine's Day. Here. Huh? But wouldn't it be better if I said, here, honey, I love you? Huh? Wouldn't that be better? It's a show and tell thing. It's just not showing or just not telling. It's both. You got to put them both together, show and tell. Are you with me? So when we go out there, we have to be an example, like you said, because sometimes we're not able to teach with our mouths, but we teach with our ways. Are you with me? You know, some of us, go ahead.
Because some people don't respond to words.
Yes, ma'am.
They look at how you act.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because if you act foolish, then you try to tell somebody about God, what you thinking, you know, what? What they gonna say? You gotta put them together, show and tell. You gotta be together. That's how it works. Show and tell. Because just like most of us who still working, right, on the job, right, we show. Because today, I think it's a law that you can't be talking about Jesus on the job, right? Mm-hmm. Am I right?
In some places.
Some places, right? Right? So you got to show. They can't stop you from being good. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Now, you either stop acting good or you're fired. Act good one more day. That's it. You know? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And when we are showing that, you know, we are part of God, we have to be for real about it because we're not perfect.
For real.
So do not come off like you're this perfect person, like some Christians do, that you do no wrong. Because they're going to catch you doing something because you're not going to be that goody two shoe or that perfect person every day. But when I was working, because I know who I am, and I know that I'm following God, but I know that I fall by the wayside sometimes. So I used to tell my people when I was trying to tell them about God and when they saw who, you know, I was, I said, if you see Mrs. Robertson slip up, catch me. Let me know what I'm doing because I'm going to come back and I need to apologize to you to let you know, no, this is not the way that it should be. And let's go on the word and let me show you I fell, and I'm sorry. Yes. So don't always come off like you don't do no wrong, because we all fall.
A preacher says it like this. He said, if you're a true Christian, when you fall, you won't stay down. You get right back up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get right back up.
I was just going to comment on what Charlotte just said. She's exactly right. Mm-hmm. But by being able to say, come to me, and mm-hmm. so I can correct what mm-hmm. I've done wrong, mm-hmm. also shows that you are different.
Humble.
Okay?
That's fair.
You're humble, mm-hmm. but you're different. Mm-hmm. And people will also see the blessings that follow mm-hmm. by being obedient to mm-hmm. God. You go to the Old Testament, you see where all the nations around Israel saw that they were blessed by mm-hmm. God. In Europe, all the people saw that America was different and rich, and it came because they were a religious country. Mm-hmm. But they will also see when we're going to fall.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And you know, leave some room, you know, some space, because we might fall. But if we fall, church, get right back up, mm-hmm. because that's teaching also. That's teaching somebody that Christians don't stay down.
Exactly.
They get back up. But if we stay down and wallow in that mire, mm-hmm. the first thing they say is, you ain't no better than me. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? Go ahead.
I just wanted to add one thing. This, you could say the backside of the coin. I understand exactly what you're saying. I'm 100% on board. I think we all understand. But one thing you said, you kind of made me think about when you said, well, if a man telling his wife he love her, but he don't show it, mm-hmm. then sometimes people only see what they want to see. You know.
Man, don't get us in the trouble.
No. The reason why I'm saying that, I want to clarify because... It's the same thing. No, because this is just like in the world. You use the situation of a man and a woman. You use the situation of a man and a woman. And out in the world also as being Christian. Because if the woman says, you don't never buy me nothing. But you buy her everything that you can buy her, but she ain't what she wants. She wants a particular thing. So she only seeing what she wants to see. The Christian... the people in the world go on and look to see when you mess up. That's like the exactly. sister was saying. They're not going to see you doing good if you on a job. If you, another job, you, if your boss come around and say, every time I come around, you sitting down. When you go do some work? But he's not seeing all the work that you have done. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I wanted to show that whole picture, you know, because don't get discouraged.
Yes.
Because of things don't go the way that you are trying to do. You're trying your best to do it, mm-hmm. your best. And it don't work out that way because of what somebody else say. Mm-hmm. Or they're not seeing the way that you're trying to project it. Then you get discouraged and say, well, I ain't going to do nothing then. You know, same way with a Christian. You get a weaker Christian would anyway. Mm-hmm. We get to the point where I'm trying. And you're not seeing no progress. All I'm doing is getting complaint. And this ain't, nobody is understanding what I'm doing. So he gives up. Stop coming to church. Stop praying. Stop praising the Lord. Mm-hmm. He's going backward. Mm-hmm. You know, I just wanted to show that whole picture. Just,
yeah.
you know, we have to look at the whole thing and get an understanding.
Yes, sir. And faith by works. Mm-hmm. You know, it's shown. Are you with me? It's shown. I could say I believe all day, but if I don't show what I believe,
right.
then I ain't doing nothing. It ain't no easy job for us Christians.
Right.
Are you with me? But it's a faithful job that if you stick to it, you're going to be all right.
And the most important thing, God sees it all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. God sees it, right?
Yeah.
Because one of the things in my life, I was trying to please man so much. I hope I can please these fellas. You know, especially people I work with, right? You yeah. know, I don't want no trouble, right? I just want to please, right? Mm-hmm. And you find yourself after you've done something good, then that ain't good enough. You need to do something else. And then you got to do something else, you know. So I just quit. And then I just didn't have so many friends on the job, right? But when I got to church, it was like a relief, you know. I got brothers and sisters who know what I know, who believe what I believe.
I was going to say, you know, we have to also remember that the Bible teaches us to do all things as if you would do it unto God.
That's right.
And that applies to your job. It applies to anything. Mm-hmm. And we also have to understand that even though we do our best, you're going to have people out there that are going to be against you.
Exactly.
And like you said before, I think we Christians need to get to the mentality, it doesn't matter what people think of me.
Yes,
it's what God thinks
of me. That's right. That's right. Put it all together. It would, you know, who are we pleasing? God. Yeah. You cannot please man. You don't care what you do. Go ahead.
It's like Shiloh was saying earlier, once you know who you are.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
You present yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
That, you know, and you don't falter from it.
Yes, ma'am. Please, God.
Along with your marriage example, once you are married and you have that bond, you don't present yourself as available.
That's right.
You don't present yourself as available to the world, to anybody. Because the same way that we are Christians, who do we belong to? Our Lord. We don't present ourselves to the world as worldly or available. But we are to be different. We are to be markedly different. And so like become in our lives and everything that we do a sweet aroma to the Lord. Now, when I used to be in the military, there were some long, hard days. Physical labor. I'm sure bricklayers too had some long, hard physical days where it was hot. You're in the motor pool. This is in El Paso, Texas. It was miserable hot on the asphalt. You get second-degree burns by putting your hand on the tanks. Be that hot. So I'd be coming home, and I'm not smelling sweet by no means. But my sweetheart was still hugging me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You see, it was a song out there that said, it's so good loving somebody when somebody love you back. Are you with me? That's, it's real. It's true. Because when you don't get love back, it's going to die. It's going to die out. But when you get it back, and see, that's what us Christians do. We love one another. Are you with me? I heard a preacher say it like this. You know, a lot of people said that like we have love for one another. As long as you have love for somebody, they ain't getting it. You have to have love, get love to somebody. I don't know if it makes sense to you what I just said or not. Did it?
Yeah, because you're saying it's available. It's available here. Mm-hmm. I have it for you.
Yeah.
But it's better to be delivered.
Delivered. Give it to me. Let me have it. Are you with me? And then we love one another back. Are you with me? Don't let me love you all the time and you ain't got nothing, you know. Love me back. And see how that happened. Mm-hmm. I gave an example some years ago about this, right? Wherein if you just like Friday, you come home, you know, after work, and you stop by the store, you get your wife some flowers, right? You get her some candy, you know, good things, you know, and you bring it home to her, right? And said, "Here, honey, I love you," right? And she said, "Just 1 minute, I got something for you too." And she go and get this particular gift and then give it to you too. Ain't that better? You see how that, you know, but if I just give her and she don't never give me nothing, I ain't gonna stop giving, you know. you know, amen. But anyway, let's keep on. Verse 15, sister. Sister, what's your name?
Tracy.
15 to
11.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Okay. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, and the land he swore to your forefathers to give you. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season, and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord, your God, that I give you this day, and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. However, if you do not obey the Lord your God, and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you.
You see that? God said that. He said that we will, he would keep us, America, he would keep us Christians, what? The head and not the what? The tail. It said that, that he'll be the one who be the lender and not the borrower. Right? He said that he would bless us. Are you with me? If we hearken unto his word, if we do it, what he would have us to do, he would bless us, and he would bless us good. Are you with me? Nobody wants to be the tail. You know, we want to be, you know, the head, right? Especially a nation. Just like right now, right? America, right? We have, since I've been here, right? I have not heard of America asking any other nation for military help. But I've heard other European nations asking what? America for help. Why? Because America is strengthened as a Christian nation. Are you with me? But we're losing our strength if we what? Don't follow what God says. Are you with me? We're going to lose our strength. But we're strong. Are you with me? Because all nations look toward us. Are you with me? Like for everything, really, toward America. All right? And we as Christians, we're in America. We're praying. We are doing what we're supposed to do. Are you with me? But if we get tired, if we get weary, right? What's going to happen? We're gonna be like, you're gonna see it a little bit, right? But for now, we're the head. We're not the tail. We are the lender and not the borrower. Are you with me? You know, we are strong in we are strong, America, but we, you know, we can become weak. Are you with me? We can become weak. Somebody, the next reader, please read 16 through
16?
Yes, ma'am, through 20.
You will be cursed in the city and cursed in the country. Mm-hmm. Your basket and your kneading trough will be cursed. Mm-hmm. The fruit of your womb will be cursed, mm-hmm. and the crops of your land and the calves of your herds, mm-hmm. and the lambs of your flock. Mm-hmm. You will be cursed when you come in and cursed when you go out. The Lord will send on you curses, confusion, and rebuke, mm-hmm. in everything you put your hand to, mm-hmm. until you are destroyed and come to sudden ruin because of the evil you have done in forsaking him. The Lord will plague you with disease until he has destroyed you from the land you are entering to possess.
If we don't listen to him, these are the things that happened then, and guess what? It will happen right now. Men, this is how we are. If we find a remedy for something, we don't need God no more. Are you with me? It's just like we, you know, for the AIDS epidemic, right? We had an AIDS epidemic, and there was no cure. We prayed. Then we got some kind of cure, right? that we got, you know, back. You remember how the Israelites were? As soon as they got out there and everything was going well, are you with me? And then when things started going bad, they made it go bad. All right? They made it go bad and they started complaining. So the same thing we're doing now, we're making it go bad and we're complaining. But God is saying that He's going to back up. And if you want to be foolish, go ahead on and be foolish. I'll send you a strong illusion to make you think what you're doing is right. And we, and like I said, as long as it seems like we got a remedy to something, we don't need God.
Even, unfortunately, as has been mentioned in Scripture, even when so-called man think they have it figured all out, then they don't need God.
Exactly. We think we got it made, right? So we don't need God right now. We're trying to actually be God now. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. Now, please hear me. If a woman cannot have a baby, are you with me? Why can't she go and adopt her child, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of being inseminated by somebody else's sperm. God didn't tell us to do that. You see, but we're trying to play God now. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? The man, he don't want to be a man no more, so he go get himself cut up. Are you with me? We don't need God now because we could handle this man, right? Mm-hmm. Right? We don't have to tell him that's wrong. We could just give him what he want. You know. If that's what he want, just give him what he want. We don't have to, you know, do it God's way. You know, just do it this way and, you know, let everything, you know, just live a peaceful life. He ain't bothering nobody.
Well, I was going to say, you know, and God has done that before. If we keep going down the road, God's going to leave us to our evil devices. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. just have us destroy ourselves, mm-hmm. basically.
Exactly.
That's what we're doing.
Exactly. And like I said, you know, we're trying to play God. Are you with me? We're trying to, you know, do abortions, right? You know, like, you know, sometimes.
Let me correct you. The abortion word is just used for another word for murdering little
babies. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't even like that word abortion.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes, sir.
Just a way to pacify mm-hmm. the world. It's not killing little babies. Mm-hmm. It's killing this
How is our killing our babies any different than when they did in the Old Testament and gave their children to the fire? Mm-hmm. It's the right. same thing.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, there are times where if a woman is having problems, right? Mm-hmm. And like I said to you before, sin brought all of this on. If a woman is having problems, right, then either the baby going to die or the woman, you know, that's a different situation. Right, but if a woman, if a young girl, she's going with Bobby, right, and she loves Bobby, she gets pregnant by Bobby, they're not married, right? Bobby said, you know, that ain't my baby. You know how it is. You know how men get, you know, when it happens, right? And so Bobby said, you know, I'm not going to be a part of this because it ain't mine. So Sheila... Now, Bobby's going to leave her. Now, why should she keep Bobby's baby? So the best thing for Sheila to do is what? Go and get a abortion. That's murder. Are you with me? That is wrong. And see, like Jerry said, right, we give a good name to a bad thing, we're going to keep on. You know, we're going to keep on, you know, doing things like that.
Now, we don't even call it abortion. We call it pro-choice.
Yeah.
We call it reproductive health.
Beautiful names.
It's none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Birth control.
It's ugly and
it's nasty.
It's dangerous.
It's wrong. Yes, sir. Because what the Bible says, thou shalt not what? Murder.
I think it's also a breakdown of us not teaching our children the correct way. That, I mean, when you look back at a single woman getting pregnant was something shameful. Very shameful. Now they proclaim it proudly. Okay? What have we as humans taught our children? I mean, if I would have come home and told my mom I was pregnant, I would have never seen the end of the day. Yes. Okay, we're not teaching the children what we should be teaching. We just discussed it the other day. Do we teach our children at Christmas time? It's not about Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. It's about Christ. Do we teach our children at Easter about Christ's crucifixion, or do we teach them about the bunny rabbit? Mm-hmm. What are we teaching our kids? And then we want to be surprised that the world is going to hell in a handbasket? And I'm sorry that's the way I say it, but that's what I'm seeing. Okay? It begins at home. And we as Christians need to let our voices heard.
Exactly. We have to stand up. I mean, we have to, it's, you know, you might not want to do it, but, you know, something that you must do. It just must be done. You're probably going to get knocked down, you know.
And I'm not going to say all the time it's not the parents teaching the children. I can teach my child all day long. But once they get out there in that world, and that world consumes them, because there's a lot out there that sound better, they might think it's better than anything that I could say. But they know. Once you have put that in, they know. But that's what... Satan is there, and he puts things out there that they want.
Yes, right.
That make them feel good. Yes. So I'm not going to always say that the parents is not teaching the children what they, you know, the children what they should know. Some do and some don't. You can't say that all parents are not doing that. Because once they get out in that world, that's it.
Yes, right.
And the ones that continue to listen to their parents, amen.
That's right. But, and I want to, you know, just help that out. Brother McLaughlin, would you please get Ezekiel, the third chapter? Ezekiel, third chapter. And begin at verse 17. But that, you know, it's very important that we just do what we're supposed to do. All right? You know, and we all in this together now. Just do what we're supposed to do.
Yes, so ma'am. 17,
yeah. Okay. Ezekiel, the third chapter, beginning at verse 17, just keep reading.
Okay. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me.
Okay, this is once again, this is Old Testament now. But this Old Testament is speaking to who? Us. It's for our learning, okay? Read.
18. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at your hand.
Okay, stop right there. You see, we have to warn. Warn. If we've done our part, right? We can't make our kids do the right thing. No, we can't. We can't make this our brother, our sister do right. But we must warn.
Right.
Are you with me? Then when we warn them, we're in good hands with God.
Right.
But if we don't warn them, what? Their blood
is on our
hands. Even in the church. Even in the church, okay? Verse 21. Continue.
21. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live because he took warning. Also, you will have delivered your soul.
Read.
Then the hand of the Lord
was upon me there, and he said to me, arise, go out into the plain, and there I shall talk with you.
Okay, that's good, that's good. Right. In other words, Ezekiel is saying that if you warn people, right, warn them. If you see them doing wrong and you could warn them and you don't do it, right, it's on you. Mm-hmm. Because you go ye therefore, we're supposed to what? Tell somebody.
Right.
Just like if it's the boss, we got to tell him. If it's Donald Trump, we got to tell him. If mm-hmm. Mr. Trump, what you said the other day was wrong. Yeah, what are you going to do to me? Kill me? He's doing me a favor if he do, right? But I'm not against Trump now, honestly. I'm kind of like with the man now. You know, I don't get mad at me now, but anyway. But are you with me? But we're supposed to do what we're supposed to do because we must do it. Are you with me? It ain't like, we, you know, let me think about it. We must do that.
I in some ways, also agree with Charlotte. Mm-hmm. We have to teach our children. Mm-hmm. And they will, just like regular little children, mm-hmm. they will fall, they will do things yes, wrong, but we have to let them not think it's okay, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And I'd give you an example. My daughter got pregnant out of wedlock, and she was going to abort the child. And I had a long, hard, difficult talk with her, and mm-hmm. she will tell you about this. Mm-hmm. She wrote in high school a big article for the newspaper being against abortion, and here she's talking about this. And I told her that if you go through with this, I'm not going to support you. Mm-hmm. It was the hardest thing that I had to tell my daughter. And I said, and you also got to remember that when you die and you go to heaven, and that little soul comes to you and asks your mama, why didn't you want me? What are you going to say to that child? She was in her room crying for, I think, 2 or 3 days. But when she finally came out, she said, Mom, you're right. She said, I cannot do this. But like I said, your kids will do wrong, but you will have to let them know whether you're going to support what they have done. Or whether you're going to lead them to their own devices.
Yes, ma'am. We sing a song, you met me day by day, and you knew I was a straight, but what?
Never mentioned
him to me. Yeah. We sing these songs. These songs are there for a reason.
Yeah.
Are you listening? They're there for a reason. What I got?
It's down.
I went over? Let's read this before we go, right? I just want to get this particular one. Verse 43. Yeah, back to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 1:43. Okay. It says the stranger that is within thee shall get above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. In other words, if we keep on, right, somebody going to take us over, and we're going to have to be under them.
Yeah.
And we will be under a system that we don't agree with. That is ungodly. It ain't right at all. But if we keep this up, this is what's going to happen. A stranger will come in, a stranger among us, and he would be the head over us, and we would be the tail. Mm-hmm. All right. I